This talking book is the property of Jewish Care.
An interview with Hitler by George Sylvester Fierek in 1932.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
This comes from a series published by The Guardian newspaper in September 2007, Great Interviews of the 20th Century. This edited interview of Adolf Hitler by George Sylvester Fierek took place, in fact, in 1923. It was republished in Liberty magazine in July 1932.
Section 1.
Forward by Sir Ian Kershaw, who is a leading historian of Hitler and the Third Reich. In 1932, Germany's democracy, which had emerged from the defeat of 1918, had entered its terminal phase. The army, most industrial leaders, and the big landholders wanted an authoritarian system. And with Germany racked by economic depression and run by coalition governments, incapable of ending the misery, most ordinary people had lost faith in democracy. Politics polarized. On the left, the Moscow-aligned Communist Party gained ground. On the right, the Nazis, who in 1928 had been supported by no more than 2.6% of the electorate and had in 1930 become the second largest party in the German parliament, the Reichstag, by July 1932 felt on the threshold of power. At the end of that month, after the fourth election of the year, two presidential elections...